All right, we'll go ahead and continue the call with Washington coach Chris Peterson. The Huskies are traveling to Atlanta to take on Auburn on a Saturday afternoon. We'll go ahead and take questions for Coach.
To ask Coach a question, please press star one. And our first question comes from the line of Bill Bender, Sporting News.
Hey, Coach. Good afternoon. Just a quick question about these big neutral site games. There's been a lot of debate about those, and your program obviously is in one of the biggest ones of the weekend. I mean, do you agree that these are a good showcase for programs, and what are your feelings on those versus the home-and-home games that you have?
Well, I would love to play in a neutral site game. I don't think we're playing in a neutral site game. This is very much right in their backyard. It's going to be basically a home game on a different field for them. So, you know, I think if it's truly a neutral site game, I think, you know, those can be exciting to get the college football season started.
And well, then on that note, so if you were to play one on the West Coast against somebody from, you know, whatever, SEC, ACC, Big Ten, would you be in favor of doing that, or do you prefer having a home and home?
I haven't really thought about it that much, to tell you the truth. I mean, all I know is we're playing a really good team. I mean, if it's a neutral site, I think that probably, you know, evens things out a little bit, a truly neutral site where, you know, fans at least have to get on a plane to go to the game. That to me would be a neutral site. And, you know, I mean, I think that's for the powers that be, the ADs and all that, to figure out if it should be home and home or at a neutral site. I really haven't given it that much thought, Bill, to tell you the truth.
Okay. Thanks, Coach.
Okay, Bill.
Again, to ask Coach a question, please press star one. Our next question comes from the line of Leo Haggerty. It's Sports Magazine.
Good afternoon, Coach.
Hey, Leo.
Coach, hopefully this won't happen for a long time, but when you choose to hang up that whistle for the last time, in one sentence each, what do you want your legacy to be as a coach and as a person?
Oh, my gosh. Why are you starting with such hard questions, Leo? I don't know.
Hey,
I haven't thought about that at all. I don't know. I really don't. I haven't thought about that. You know, we just try to work hard, do things the right way, treat kids the right way. Maybe that's it. I mean, I really haven't thought about that, but that's what we try to do around here on a daily basis.
Well, Coach, you're starting with Auburn and not Eastern Washington. I got to throw you a quick one right away, don't I?
I think so.
Coach, you have a good season. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, Leo. Thank you.
And your next question comes from the line of James Creepy, AL.com.
Chris, Gus Malzahn had shared that you two had crossed paths several years ago, I believe, when he had visited with Elijah Drinkwitz, I believe, a couple of years back. Can you just take me through what your previous encounter was with him and just what that relationship between you two is like?
Well, I think it was a long time ago. He was the OC at Tulsa, if I remember right, and I was at Boise, and we went out to meet with those guys. We'd played Tulsa a few times over the years, and then they weren't on our schedule anymore for a while. And, you know, we liked what they did and, you know, thought they were similar to us just in terms of program and all that kind of stuff. And so we spent a couple of days out there talking to Gus, and Todd Graham, I believe, was head coach then. And, I just went out there and, you know, like we do most years, get with the staff that we want to compare notes with. That's what we did.
When you do have that previous meeting, and again, having Elijah as somebody who's worked with both of you, have you reached out?
I've never worked with Drinkwitz. Yeah, I've never worked with him. Yeah.
Well, I know that Bush has certainly. So when there's at least kind of that one common factor, you know, if you or Bush has reached out to Elijah just to kind of bounce some things around, when there is that kind of common knowledge in between the two programs?
Hey, I know probably everybody on most staffs we play. I mean, when you've been doing it that long, you know, you just know a lot of people. And, you know, when the season comes, you know, everybody's pretty tight-lipped. And after the season, you kind of reestablish your friendships and those type of things.
Oh, shit. Thank you.
Okay, James.
And our next question comes from the line of Kyle Kingston, Athlon Sports.
Coach, when you evaluate Auburn, what sort of most jumps out at you that they do particularly well under Gus?
Yeah, I'd say their defense jumps out particularly right away. I mean, that is a physical crew that doesn't make a lot of mistakes, plays, you know, tight across the board. You have to earn everything you get. You know, sometimes when guys are moving the ball and scoring points, it's, you know, broken down plays where the quarterbacks are scrambling and those type of things. They play really, really tight, good defense. That's probably the number one thing. And then Gus has always been creative on offense and up-tempo and, you know, giving you a lot of different looks and fly sweeps and, you know, formations and all that kind of stuff with different tempos. And so they do a great job. And that's one of the, you know, they not only have top players, but they got really good coaches.
And last year they had three really kind of standout running backs, and two of those guys are gone now. But with the track record that Coach Malzahn's had with having multifaceted run games, does the fact that maybe some of the other guys who are going to get carries haven't really had game film yet, does that make game planning a little bit more difficult?
Not really. I mean, they're going to have another good back in there. We know that. We've seen the guy a little bit, but it doesn't matter. I mean, they got enough guys coming back that we're well aware of, starting with their quarterback on offense, and they'll have a really good tailback. We know that, and we got to line up and defend schemes.
Thank you.
All right, Kyle.
Again, to ask Coach a question, please press star 1.
Any other questions for Coach?
And we do have a question from the line of Tim May, Columbus Dispatch.
Thank you very much. Coach John Smith, thank you for bringing to the table for our staff. I'm going to come in for a little bit. What is his strength? What do you think worthy to get a head coaching job?
I have no – I couldn't hear that at all.
Yeah, can you repeat the question again, Tim? You're breaking up there.
Yeah, I was asking about John Smith. What can you say about him in terms of him possibly being a successful football coach? He's been around him for a while. What just jumped at you about what he brought to the table?
Could you guys hear that?
Yeah, I couldn't hear that. It's still a little difficult. Are you on speakerphone or are you in? It's tough.
Yeah, I'm a speaker. Let me turn it off and bail.
Hey, Dave, we good?
Trying to see if he gets one more. He disconnected. He's going to call back in here and give us a 20 seconds. We can get him online.
And there's no further questions at this time.
Okay, he hasn't called back in. All right, that'll do it, Chris. Hey, appreciate your time today.
Okay.
Good luck on Saturday.
Yep. Thanks, Dave. Take care, guys.
All right, we'll see you.